No.
I have missed a couple of minutes.
Hello?
Good evening, Mr. President.
Were you on the square?
Yes, sir. Bob took several members of the senior staff out, which was a very nice thing to do. And just coming in when you called. So
right. Well,
I thought I'd better not talk over that open.
Oh, hell no. I didn't want to get you there.
That open
sure.
Radio circuit, I don't just trust.
Vote against the draft is a vote to make the United States number two in the world.
That's right.
Vote against the draft is to seriously jeopardize our peace initiatives all over the world. In the Mideast, I said, and I put it to the Jews about.
Well, I would hate myself to be a senator tomorrow voting against the draft.
Well, they may, but if they do, then we just take the gloves off.
Well, it looks like we're going to win the vote. We're going to have one more senator than we planned today. I got Dean Davis this afternoon to move up the date of private as the Stafford appointment. And Bob is flying down tonight.
Is he going to be it?
He'll vote with us, yes, sir.
Will he vote with us?
Yes.
He's got to vote with us on this test, will he?
Oh, before I would arrange with the governor for him to be appointed today, I called Bob and said, are you with us on this? And he said, what's the vote? And he said, never mind. If you want me, I am. He's a good...
Am want you to tell him we've got to have him on this vote, first vote. He's got to vote with us.
Oh, he will. It'll be very dramatic, both of them.
Because Aiken, you know, is slobbering away on it.
Well, Aiken goes with Mansfield always.
I know.
No, but Bob very clearly will vote with Mansfield.
Good.
That's the reason he...
It'll make him in New Hampshire. He'll be like, New Hampshire is not for bug out.
Oh, hell no. And you're more popular in all three northern states, really, today. Well, Dean Davis, the governor of Vermont, told me tonight that he said all the staff has to do is support Nixon. You could lose the election in Vermont today.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Good.
Okay. Well, I also got in a couple of good looks on the economy. I said we would have a follow-on program and it would have tea.
Well, that was, your phrase was excellent. The jawbone can't be effective without tea. You had some great catch on little carry. It was beautiful the way you surprised us. I just think it was timely. Give us a good lift tomorrow and the votes will have a good choice. Tibbetts and McGregor, I think now we'll win, especially because one extra vote that we weren't counting.
Of course, winning this doesn't really do anything but just protract the debate, does it?
Which is that?
It just protracts the debate, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. You mean if they...
Even if we win it, it just means that we just go back to the jury filibuster.
Well, maybe. If they lose the tabling motion, then there isn't much purpose in continuing the debate. I think Gravel they'll try to, but I think they'll lose that. It breaks their back psychologically. Really, if they don't have the votes to recommit, or to come back to campus, I think they'll peter out in a hurry.
I hope so.
Oh, I think so.
Okay, bye.